dictation for Todd, T-O-D-D, Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, October 160, address as a letter to Dr. Khan, Isaac, K-H-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Khan, a follow-up for Mr. Hansen, chronic kidney disease, last visit in January. He missed an appointment in July. He was treated for posterior circulation stroke, presented with dizziness, nausea, vomiting, apparently some eyesight changes. In the emergency room, received thrombolytic agents, transferred to Midland, and negative workup. Around that time, days before, he did have a long trip to Mayo Clinic for evaluation of a lung mass. No biopsy was done. They are monitoring growth over time. There was no evidence for pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, or nothing to suggest intracardiac shunt. The also left-sided of numbness upper lower extremities resolved completely. All symptoms went back to normal. He did wear a 21-day monitor, event monitor, and no evidence of arrhythmia. There was a component of acute kidney injury that has resolved. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight Demadex, Labetalol, Eplerenone, E-P-L-E-R-O-N-E, Nifedipine for blood pressure control, otherwise Jardiance, Crestor for the rheumatoid arthritis, remains on Sulfasalazine, and biological treatment, Abetacept, A, B as in boy, A, T-A-C-E-P-T. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 233, previously 227, blood pressure 150 over 90 on the left side. At home he runs 120s over 60s, overweight, alert, oriented sign 3, very pleasant, no respiratory distress, lung, cardiovascular, normal, abdominal obesity, no ascites tenderness, stable edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, August, creatinine improved, back to baseline 1.37, it was as high as 1.68. There is no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, present GFR 58 stage 3. I review all records, my Michigan, Mount Pleasant, and Midland. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent neurological symptoms. Question posterior circulation. Received thrombolytic agents. All symptoms resolved and negative workup. No arrhythmia, no intracardial shunt. Next number, hypertension in the office, always high. He mentioned that at home and other offices is running well controlled. I discussed with him there is room for improvement. If blood pressure truly high, we might repeat a 24-hour blood pressure monitor that he has done many years ago. He has a space on Labetalol, Nifedipine. Demadex is not the best blood pressure medicines. That will be HCTC or Chlorthalidone. His kidney function is minor compromise and no reason to use loop diuretics. There has been no anemia for EPO treatment, tolerating aldosterone antagonists with normal potassium. As indicated, all labs are stable. He follows for that lung mass with Mayo Clinic. There is no reason why we cannot use ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents, prior event thrombosis of anticoagulation, on biological treatment, come back in 6 months,